Okay, let me tell you something. I had to make an executive decision for my family for the Christmas holidays. It was either we all hop on a plane because we're selling our family's RV. We could either hop on a plane and go to Houston or have my parents hop on a plane and come to Minnesota. And when I saw all of the amazing Christmas concerts going on in the Twin Cities, I was like, Mama, Daddy, y'all got to get on a plane and come to Minnesota because we're going to see the Steels, right? They've got two shows coming up for Christmas, their annual Steel Christmas Family Concert. Sounds of Blackness got a Christmas concert coming up. I don't want to miss that with Gary Hines and the crew and Patty and Jamecia and all those folks. And then we're gonna backdoor that with the Black Nativity. Oh yes, honey, the Black Nativity, the production of Langston Hughes' Black Nativity, directed by Lou Bellamy, showing at the Penumbra for over 30 years, has an opening night reception on December 5th, at 6:30, just prior to the show. And it is at the Penumbra this year. I am so excited, to take my parents there. Sanford Moore is the musical director. We've got Lou Bellamy. It starts a couple of preview nights, December 3rd and 4th, and runs all the way to Sunday, December 27th to 22nd. So if you have family coming in from out of town and you want to take them somewhere special for the holidays, get them over to the Black Nativity at the Penumbra Theater on North Kent Street in St. Paul. Adult tickets are $45. Seniors 62 and older with ID is $40. Students with ID is $20. You can go to penumbratheater.org and you can also call the box office to get those tickets. Now, listen. This is an annual family tradition for a lot of people here in the Twin Cities. But for many of us, especially those who have blended families, I've got a lot of white listeners who have black grandchildren, black in-laws. They're going to be coming for the holidays, and you're looking for something culturally appropriate to take them to that they can connect to their heritage, and you can learn more about their heritage, right? This is an amazing opportunity. And so I had to ask my friend Dennis Spears to join me today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline because Dennis, you are a part of Black Nativity at the Penumbra Theater.
Hey, Shalala. I've been I'm the original one of the original members of this company, and I've done 38 years of activity. 38 years, and I'm only 39. No, I'm lying. I just clown with you. But
You
no,
know you do.
I've been with Black Nativity since the beginning, and I've never missed a performance, never. And this
Wow.
year is really going to blow people's minds because this is the first year that we have an all-women chorus. And the thing that's so powerful about that, and I was telling Lou, is that people don't realize, but women were the first ministers, preachers. Because when you think about Christ's resurrection, it was the women that were there that went to tell of the resurrection. And now we have women, a whole chorus of women, who are singing of the birth. And it's just mind-blowing. And we got Sister Marie Graham up in there.
What?
Grammy Award. What, do you hear me,
Yes,
Shaletta?
I heard you.
Marie
Wait, how
Graham.
did y'all get Marie Graham? You got to back this train up. Oh my God.
I know. Well, you know, Marie and I are cousins. And she came to join us this year. And I had a solo that I was doing called No Room. And I told Sanford, I said, Sanford, I have done this solo for years, but this needs to be Marie's. Wait until you hear what this sister does with this
Ooh.
song. Because you know Marie. Marie, she going to clown.
You know she is.
She's going to lay it down.
She gonna break it all the way down to the brake pads. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but we're excited and got Greta and Jennifer Whitlock is doing narration. And it's got a different vibe this year. And it's just going to be good.
Oh, my God. And I'm looking for Go Tell It on the Mountain. I Wonder As I Wander. No Room at the Hotel. You've got the familiar songs. You've got the new songs that reflect on the tenderness of the season of Christmas and the holidays. And, you know, one of the things that I was talking about, Dennis, is, you know, I have a lot of white listeners. They've got black grandchildren, black nieces the nephews, black daughters-in-law, black son-in-laws who are coming in for the holidays, and they're looking at me like, well, what can we do and where can we go? Talk to me about the importance of the Black Nativity at Penumbra as, you know, not just a fun time, but an educational tool and a family bonding time.
Okay, let me tell you something that I've experienced over my years doing this show. There was one family in particular a few years ago. A lot of members of this family had not spoken, and they were a mixed race family. They hadn't spoken in years, and somehow they were a couple of family members were able to get the family together to come to experience Black Nativity. Do you not know this family held hands halfway through the show? People who hadn't, the family members who hadn't spoken to each other, they held hands, and it was like, after the show, they was like, we need to do this every year as a family unit. There's something about the show, and you know what it is, and I know what it is, but there's something about the message and the music of the show and something like the gospel interpretation of the songs and the music that hits us in a way that whatever state our heart is in, it changes it. It changes it for a moment. And if it can change it for that moment, then it can change it forever. And that's what this show does.
Oh,
I can't even explain. I mean, even for me, you know, I look forward to doing the show every year. Because I know that there's going to be something in me that will be changed and brightened just through the music and the experience of being in the vibe of what this is. It's powerful.
Okay, you got to tell me this. You got at Penumbra with Lou Bellamy. Now you got to tell me this because I know for a fact that you have some other opportunities around Christmas time. People will pay you double what you are worth to get you and pull you away to other cities, to other projects. But time and time again, you keep coming back to Black Nativity at Penumbra and you keep doing this show year after year after year. What makes this so special for you?
Penumbra is family to me. I get other options and but my start was at Penumbra. When I moved here from Louisiana, my beginnings was with Penumbra, and I will forever be loyal to Penumbra. I can't even explain what my walking into that space and what it does for me and what it does to me, but it's like Lou Bellamy to me. Lou Bellamy is like a brother to me, and I am one of those people that I'm faithful to family first, and I say that and I mean it. I'm faithful to family first, and Penumbra has made Dennis Spears who he is today. I mean, More by Four did what it did with the jazz, but building me totally as an artist, I owe that to Lou Bellamy and Penumbra. I do.
Wow.
I really do. And because one of the things that I was able to do is through Penumbra, I was taught how to really genuinely tell stories. Mm-hmm. And with Sanford, my brother Sanford, he's my baby brother. I mixed my learning from Penumbra, telling stories, into what Sanford taught me as far as doing jazz. So when you mix jazz and telling a story, it's about using the ability to tell a story in jazz that makes you more more powerful in delivering the message in jazz. It's not about just getting up and singing, but because I had the experience with Penumbra, I was able to tell stories in jazz in a way that I never would have been if I had not connected with my experience with Penumbra.
And you all can see this powerful man, this powerful message, this powerful performance. Penumbra Theater presents Langston Hughes' Black Nativity, directed by Lou Bellamy, musical director Sanford Moore, and the Kingdom Life Church Choir. It is starting with the preview nights on December 3rd and 4th, opening night officially December 5th, going all the way through to December 22nd. And you can get your tickets at PenumbraTheater.org. Dennis Spears, thank you so much for being here.
Well, you know, I have to say this. It's no longer the Kingdom Life Ensemble. It's Black Nativity Ensemble.
Get me right and get me told. I know that's right. Let's make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a new day. It's a new thing.
Amen. Amen. And this can be a new thing for your family. Get on out there. Celebrate Christmas. Celebrate culture. Celebrate diversity at the Penumbra Theater. Dennis Spears joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come. I tell you, it is a new time. It is a new day in the Brundage household. My kids and I took a quick flight, and I just kind of wanted to test drive that thing. See how it will work. You know, for years, my three children with autism could not get on a plane without me having two other adults and lots of iPads and phones and devices and headphones. And I mean, it looked like I was with the Beverly Hillbillies. I had all kinds of stuff with me, right? Contraptions and compartments and neck pillows and squeegees and plushies and poppets, just to make sure that we didn't have to land in Phoenix on the way to Florida somewhere, right? Because they couldn't keep their composure during a flight. And so it was a lot. And so, you know, thankfully, 4 years ago, our family was gifted an RV on Twitter by Marcus Lamanas, the CEO of Camping World. And, you know, we've been riding around in that thing for 4 years. Everywhere we want to go, it's our plane on wheels. We travel to visit family. We go to amusement parks. We go to water parks, you know, so that our children who have special needs can have the same experiences as their friends. You know, the normal developing kids come back from a spring break or Christmas vacation, and they've been somewhere. They've experienced something. They've seen something. And we wanted that same thing for our kids. And so the RV gave us the freedom to move around the country and allow our children to see some of the things that they've only read about in school and in books. And then have fun memories to share as their friends are sharing, that they can raise their hand and talk about their vacation too. Right. But recently, you know, as the kids in their autism journey have gotten so much better, thank the Lord, Cameron said, well, you know, we want to get on a plane with you, mommy. Don't leave us. I said, OK, well, let's all go. But I did make some, you know, modifications, and, you know, we shipped the luggage ahead of time so we wouldn't have to wait at baggage claim, just in case as we come off the plane, if they're having, you know, a crisis or are overstimulated, we, you know, sat as close to the front as possible, and, you know, make sure we sat together. And they did really well. And I thought, you know what, the season for the RV has come and gone in our family. So I'm selling that rascal Yes, I am. I am selling the Brundage bus, the 2020 Class A Thor motor coach in very good condition with an extra 2-year warranty from Camping World. If anybody wants to buy it, you can go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and click the contact us button, and we can chat. What I would love to see our RV go to a family who has children with autism, or a family who wants to experience that RV lifestyle. We loved it. We really did. We had a great time. That thing is like a house on wheels. There was nothing that my kids wanted for when we were traveling in that RV. And I love the fact that we could stay longer if we wanted to. Like if we were having a good time, we were on vacation, you know, we weren't restricted by the airlines on when we could come and go. I also love the fact that if there was some shenanigans going down, like some family drama, we could leave early. I also appreciated the road trips we took and the cities that we fell in love with that we would never have met or been in. You know, Peoria, Illinois, stops in Kansas, restaurants that we found along the way that, you know, we now know the owner and the cooks by name, because that was became our resting place. You know, going to Gates Barbecue and waffles and things and chickens and wings and so many other places along the routes that we traveled to and from Houston and other destinations. And so we'll miss that. But I tell you, I kind of enjoyed getting to my destination in 2 hours instead of 2 days. It was nice and fun, and I was able to stay a little bit longer. But so if you know anybody who's looking for a good RV that was well taken care of, doesn't have very many miles on it, not too old, and with an extended warranty from Camping World that covers everything, y'all tell them to call me, because I don't want to put it on, send it to a dealer and put it on consignment, and then they sell it and give me a portion of whatever. I just want to deal with a person, another family, another mom or dad who wants their children to have that RV lifestyle experience. I'm not saying the RV is too good for the dealerships. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying it would be just right for a family. And again, y'all remember we won this RV on Twitter. So we're the only family to ever drive it. And speaking of Twitter, make sure you check out tomorrow's Star Tribune, because my op-ed column, Why I X'd Out Twitter, is going to be in there. And it is really good. I was talking to my editors over there about giving me a raise, because I'm way too good for what they're paying me right now. I'm not afraid to ask for more money. You shouldn't be either when you have a skill or a talent. It is online now, but it will be in print in the paper. And I just basically talked about how my prayer, every day I pray the prayer of Jabez, which is in 1 Chronicles, I believe 4:10, is that God would enlarge my territory and make my name great. And time again, God used Twitter to do that for me. Whether it was winning this RV from Marcus Lemonis, or it was my son developing a friendship with Michael Strahan, or another son going viral for learning to talk through music. So many times God has blessed me on Twitter and my family. So it was not an easy decision for me to leave Twitter, now known as X. But when they start making rules about privacy and unblocking people that I had already blocked, I knew that I had to go. So check out the newspaper tomorrow. Be sure to look for the column. Go online, leave a little comment, let everybody know how much you loved it. It's 1:31. We'll be right back on the Shaletta Show. You know, my mom called just the other day and said, make sure your kids send me a link to the toys that they want for Christmas. Each child gets two toys, one from grandma, one from grandpa. So send me two links. And, you know, I had to take a moment and stop and think, because look how far God has brought our family. I remember when I was a little girl, my mother could not afford to get us toys. It was the help and the blessing of kind strangers that would come to the Kelly Court Projects in Fifth Ward in Houston, Texas. And we would line up, and whatever toy they gave us, we would be grateful. And it was wrapped up for us to put under the tree, not to play with it right at that moment. So on Christmas Day, Christmas morning, we would wake up and we would have a toy to unwrap. And so I'm always mindful and sensitive when organizations and companies do things to help make sure that every child, regardless of their income or socioeconomic status, wakes up on December 25th and gets a toy for Christmas. So when I found out that Comcast was partnering with the Salvation Army and KSTP to stuff the sleigh, which is a toy drive that collects toys at all of its 16 Xfinity retail locations throughout the Twin Cities, I said, let me call somebody because I want to talk about this. I want to make sure people know. So as they are going out, as y'all are going out and buying gifts for your children or grandchildren, you can pick up an extra one. It does not even have to be that expensive for a child in need. And so I said, you know, I'm going all the way to the top. OK, I want to talk to a vice president of some kind. So they sent me Rachel Johnson, the vice president of sales and marketing at Comcast. Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Shaletta, it's always great to talk to you. I like to consider myself to be the vice president of fun and giving back. It's a great time of year to be doing this.
Yes, yes. Change that business card, girl. Just scratch it out with a Sharpie or something. Fun and giving back. And you all are giving back with this Stuff the Sleigh initiative with KSTP and the Salvation Army. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so starting on Monday through December 15th, we are accepting toys, unwrapped toys at all of our 16 locations across the Twin Cities. There's a real focus this year on kids aged 11 to 14. So that's the age where we have the fewest toys to be giving. So thinking about, I think, how you could maybe help even further is really getting specific into that age group. And we're just so pleased to be able to support our community in any way that we possibly can. It's one of the tenets that's important to us at Xfinity, giving back, and we're doing a bunch of things over the holiday season, which I don't know about you, but the holidays, they're not starting this week. They started. Like, we're off.
Girl, they started, girl. My neighbor Tracy and her husband Michael already have their Christmas decorations in the yard. I had not took my Halloween decorations down. So, girl, folks are stepping it up. I think everybody is just looking to put 2024 in the rear view and start fresh and spread some holiday cheer. And that's something that people can do. Now, they can start December the 25th through December the 15th. And so they can go to any Xfinity retail store. Is there a box? Is there a bin? When they walk in, what do they do with these toys?
And this is something our stores do. Our stores actually have a little competition amongst each other to see who can have the coolest drop-off bin. So you'll go in, you'll see it's decorated, you can't miss it, pile it up. And one of the things, Shaletta, that always strikes me about you is that I know you've participated in this every year, and you bring your family along with you. And I think when you have your children involved in that giving back, it really, you know, teaches them at a young age how great and impactful that can be. And I know that's been, you know, you shared your story as we opened this. I think it just kind of pays it forward. And I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And we're not stopping with just that.
What y'all doing? What else y'all doing?
Well, on December 14th, at our store in Eagan, we are partnering with Chris Carter. Yes, that Chris Carter from the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to be there on Saturday the 14th from 1 to 3. He's going to be taking pictures. He's going to be waving. He's going to be saying hello in partnership with the Stuff the Sleigh and Salvation Army. And we're donating 50 laptops to the Salvation Army in partnership with him on that Saturday the 14th. So we're just really excited and truly lucky that we continue to be able to support our community where we live, work, and serve in. It's amazing.
I like the fact that you talk about the family and bringing the family out because I love our kids, but sometimes children can be selfish. They sit down and they make this list of all these amazing toys that they want. And then they don't really think about a lot of times other kids unless we're intentional and purposeful. And the funny thing is last year when I participated, you know, my kids were cutting up and they were making all these long lists about all the stuff they want, girl. And I must have been going through menopause. And I was like, get up, let's go. Get up. And they said, well, we're going. I said, we're going to Target. We're going to buy a toy. And so they were like, oh my God, mom's the greatest. They started singing and stuff, girl. And then I threw them in the car and we went to the Target in Woodbury. And they went, I said, pick whatever toy you want. It doesn't matter the price. They were like, no, I was like, no limit. Girl, they picking $35 toys, $45. Now, this before Christmas, $45 toys. And they were like, are we still going, look, they strategy. Are we still going to be able to get our stuff for Christmas? I was like, yeah, this has nothing to do with Christmas. Just get whatever you want. Girl, we went up there. Girl, they were dancing and singing and kissing me and holding my hand. Girl, we walked out of the Target in Woodbury and over to the Xfinity store. And we walked to the basket and I said, put it in. And they were like, huh? What? I said, yep. If you love it, another child will love it. And this is the 11 to 15 year old age range that you guys are looking for. And, you know, that is a good thing to do, to take your children with you, let them pick out something that they would like, and then giving it to another child. Now, girl, I have to tell you, they were mad at first, but you know, when we started talking about it on the way home, they felt like they had really done their part, that they had helped, that they had been a blessing to somebody else, and then went to school, you know, for sharing time and started sharing that experience with their friends. So it is so important to bring your kids with you.
And just like you told the story of when you were growing up, your children will do the same thing when they're talking to their children in the future. It's just such a great cycle. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Okay, so I want to make sure we give everybody the details again from December 25th through November 25th through December 15th. You can go to any Xfinity retail locations across the Twin City. There will be a bin in there, and you guys are looking for unwrapped, unused toys for kids ages 11 and 14. And you know what? I told my kids we were going to do this year. Girl, there are some toys downstairs in the basement that they have not played with. They have never been opened. They have never been touched. This is stuff that they swore to God that they wanted and could not live without. We bought it. They put it downstairs in the toy storage graveyard, and they have never touched it. And so we're going to go through next weekend, and we're going to get all those toys first. And take them over there. Because if you haven't touched it in a year, you're not playing with it.
I know. It's like that Marie Kondo thing. You have to make sure that you've looked at it in a year, that it brings you joy. And if you're ready, maybe it'll bring someone else some joy. And you know what? If you accidentally bring a toy for a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old, we're not going to turn toys away. Any unwrapped, unused toy, bring them in. They just mention that they'd love that specific age group, because that's the hardest age group probably to buy for kids when they're thinking about these Stuff the Sleigh toy drive. So we'll take anything, and just happy to support the Salvation Army in this.
Well, I can't thank you for your support of this community and what Comcast is always doing to serve the least of these. And I'm so excited to take my kids down, drop off some toys that we haven't played with that are unused and unwrapped, and then going and picking out more toys. It's going to be an annual tradition for us, and I pray that it continues to be a tradition when they get older, that they can share with their children as well.
That's wonderful. And then if we get to see you on December 14th for Chris Carter.
Oh, girl, I'm going to so be there. We got to get the selfies with him, girl. This is going to be amazing. Okay, so you got to tell me how y'all wind up partnering with Chris Carter. Like that's a Minnesota GOAT. That's a legend.
I know. Well, it's through our partnership with the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army is an important sponsorship or partnership for him with his foundation, and it is for ours too. And so those two intersected, and they're intersecting in Eagan, you know, close to where the Vikings do their practice. But yeah, intersecting together with common missions between his foundation, the Salvation Army, and of course our mission to give back and connect people to what matters most. So it was a no-brainer to be able to partner with someone who's been such an amazing advocate and ambassador for Minnesota and football and everything great.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, we have so many Chris Carter fans. Make sure you guys come out, line up behind me, okay? Don't try to cut the line. I'm going to make sure my phone is charged so that I can get my selfie with my kids. You know, we don't get this opportunity. You know, we don't get this opportunity to see a legend like this. As busy as he is with all the broadcasting and, you know, so many other ventures that he's got going on, to be able to take a minute, that lets you know know, Rachel, that this initiative, this is so important. Stuff to Slay is going to be touching so many lives and blessing so many people that somebody like Chris Carter is going to take a minute to come, you know, and be a part of that.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, girl, thank you so much for being on the show. And I will see you when we see Chris Carter. And it's December 14th from 1 to 3. He will be at the Xfinity store in Eagan before the Monday night football game. So y'all want to get over there, put your jerseys on, make sure you're in gear. You got your Chris Carter jersey. Bring it, wear it, take a picture with our Hall of Famer, and bring a toy to help a child in need. Thank you so much for being on the show, girl.
Happy holidays, Shaletta.
You too. And you all stick around. There's more to come. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I heard that commercial. I'm telling you. I'm so glad I heard it. Have you ever been doing something and intended to do something and had the best and most pure intentions about doing something sweet or nice for somebody and then completely forgot? So when I was at the State Fair this year broadcasting my show, The Shaletta Show, from the porch at the WCCO radio booth, one of my fans, my favorite fans, Brad Anderson, came. And he said, Shaletta, I'm from Orono, and I make it my business to come anytime that you are on, and I sit on the front row, and I clap and cheer you on. And I'm like, I'm so glad you said something, because I've seen your face for the past couple of years. Every time I do my show on Saturdays, you sit here the whole time. You encourage the guests. You laugh. You clap. You cry. And I just want to do something special for you. So I'm going to buy you that WCCO radio album celebrating 100 years of radio. I was like, you know what? You don't have to do it. And he was like, oh my God, I was going to buy that myself. I was like, nope, you don't even worry about it. I got it. You get the 88 minutes that you can download. You get the bonus photos, 200 images from WCCO Radio's 100 years. And I want you to celebrate with us with this double album. I just want to bless you for being such a faithful listener to our station and to me. Right? And child, I had my 4 kids with me. I had Sean with me. We finished, got in the line for Peachy's Donuts. I got a Peachy's Donut and forgot what my own name was. Forgot all about Brad from Orono. I did. I did not buy Brad's WCCO Radio 100 Years double album, the collectible, like I promised him I would. But then just in that commercial break, I heard the spot, the ad, for people to go and get it. And I thought, yes. So if anybody knows Brad Anderson in Orono, you let him know that his collectible WCCO Radio 100-year double album with all the perks is on the way to his house. Now, I did not do expedited shipping. I got the standard shipping. But it's on the way. I got a confirmation number and everything. It's been paid for. The credit card has been charged. And he is good to go. Now, what is this? Y'all, this is November. I promised Mr. Brad that I would get him that double album in August. I'm so ashamed. I have to tell y'all, I am absolutely embarrassed that I forgot all about Mr. Brad until I heard that ad. So I'm going to tell you something. Advertising on WCCO Radio works. If it worked for the folks who work here, you know it's going to work for your products, your marketing needs. We got you covered over here at WCCO Radio, because I'm telling you, when that ad played, I immediately remembered that 2-3 months ago, I made a promise and I did not make good on that promise. So I'm sure, and you know, Brad is so Minnesota nice. He should have totally sent me a note. He should have been like my kids, but mom, you promised. He should have sent me a note and said, you know what, Shaletta, it's Brad, one of your listeners. Not sure if you forgot about me, but you promised to get me that WCCO Radio double album. And I haven't seen it come in. Just checking the email, you know, give me a little friendly poke, a little friendly reminder. But Brad had way too much confidence confidence in me because I absolutely forgot about him. So, Brad, your album is on the way. I just went online to purchase it. So be on the lookout for that. And y'all be on the lookout for another hour of the Shaletta Show coming up.